this is kind of a hot take, not really a hot take, more like a mild take, a temperate take, to be honest. I've noticed with the male species, at least in my age bracket.
I don't know, maybe I'm stupid. But is male and female two different species? I'm pretty sure that's not the case. But maybe I'm the stupid one. You can let me know in the comment section. But the fact she's in her car alone, talking to her phone, being animated like a cartoon character for the internet, is the red flag and deal breaker, though. I just want to let you know that, too, real quick.
Something quite remarkable. They will appreciate a girl's body. Say she got a cute face, a fat ass, those nice titties, whatever it is. Of course, women are gorgeous. Say they hook up with her. She has a gorilla grip. She is a wop. She is an ocean. But what sets a shorty apart, and I mean this with the most respect to all women and men, is her throat and her ability to do things with her mouth.
Okay, that threw me. Okay, I wasn't expecting that at all. I had hope that she was going to say something of substance, character, intellect. But I should have known better. Another red flag. Okay, the inflections with her voice, the eye changes. She making her eyes big with certain words. She's a nutcase. Don't even have a one-night stand with a woman like this.
And I have realized that is what sometimes makes the girl unforgettable to these men. And I just thought y'all women should know that. That maybe he said and he need help.
That's sad, man. That's the most profound thing she could come up with to tell other women. If that's what you have to use to keep a man around, you're pathetic. Yeah, he gonna keep coming back if the throat right. He's not going to be committed to you. He's not going to marry you. He's not going to buy you a house. He's not going to stick it out through thick and thin. He's not going to come comfort you if a relative dies. Sometimes it's hard to believe that so many women are this shallow and superficial and just dingy.
What's the body count?
It's over 500.
No.
It's
no.
Like over 600.
You really a demon? Haram! We need the will of God. We need Allah. Listen, I'm ready for the asteroid.
Look, if you can't just look at her... Matter of fact, let me bring the picture back up. If you can't just look at her and tell that this isn't somebody I should be in the same room with, whatever happened to you, bro. A broad that looked like the seed of Satan. And there's guys out there who thought it would be a good idea to have anything to do with her. Look, hey. Bedroom fun is a powerful thing. This chick looked like she will steal your soul, literally. Like, literally suck your soul out of your body. Not in a good way. I'm not shocked at the 600. Not at all. She clearly have a lot of issues.
I don't know what's going on, and I simply don't want
to
know.
Not having to use my brain because my boyfriend is around. Look, I'm not trying to be offensive, but most women want this. They want a man they can submit to. They don't have to think. They don't have to look both ways when they go across the street when they with him. This is what most women want. All that independent stuff go out the window when she with a man she actually respects and desires truly.
People with street smarts, what is your most street tip?
I don't know if I would have street smarts, but I am a girl. So I do have some girl smarts. Mm. Number one is do not be nice. Do not say sorry. There was actually a paper I read about this convicted R-word who said that he would bump into girls at grocery stores, and if they said sorry or smiled and tried to make him feel more comfortable, he would be like, that's the one I'm going to go after, because you obviously apologized for something that wasn't your fault.
Women just always think in extremes. Maybe that was true. Maybe that offender did use that method, but she takes that and come to the conclusion that she shouldn't be nice or say sorry anymore in life. She has the right to vote. She has equal say in what happens in our society as I do. Just think about that for a minute. Or you do. Just think about that.